The Heron and the Fish. The heron walked like a king along the grassy river bank. The otter curtsied as the heron passed. The water vole bent his knee as the heron passed. The kingfisher bowed so low as the heron passed that she turned completely upside down on the branch she was clinging to. But the otter was not being polite. The water vole was not being reverent. The kingfisher was not being respectful. They were making fun of the heron, though he didn't know it. They thought he had far too good an opinion of himself. They laughed at him behind his back. Herons are only birds. They're not princes or prime ministers, presidents or pop stars. They're definitely not kings, even if they walk like kings on grassy river banks. In other words, they're nothing special. They just think they are. They parade along in a very high-minded fashion, with their noses in the air. Or they would do if they had noses. They have long beaks instead. Everything about the heron is long. He has a long beak, long neck, long body, and long legs. The heron has especially long legs. And although the heron walks along the grassy riverbank on his especially long legs, he only stands on one of them. So he has a spare. There's one good thing to be said of herons. They have great patience. When fishing, they can stand quite still for hours, waiting for their supper. He was quite snappy if the otter and the water vole and the kingfisher were there before him, because they made such a kerfuffle.